Thank you, dear Jacob, for giving us a new overview, first of all, of the perspective of the work you're doing within ETIN, and also sharing with us the importance of innovation enhancing public procurement. If I may allow to add the word public to procurement. Basically, why do we need innovation? I think the directives, EU directives, did give us the answer with Article 31, saying that basically we're looking for what is not there. Otherwise, we would not need innovation. We would just go through a classical private procurement. Anyway, the conceptual work we do during our intergovernmental meetings and during the meetings of our international expert networks is a core part of our strategy, basically, and we all know that. The second core part is to translate the conceptual work basically into policy reforms at national level, and this is very important. Because we can talk and talk a lot about many things and conceptuals and everything, but if we don't materialize it into policy actions, then basically we just have a theoretical discussion. So let me now hand back to the Secretariat to showcase some of the highlights of this work, and then we look forward to hearing from some of the beneficiary countries about the innovation for sustainable development in the UNAC region. Please, Ralph.